Welcome to Game Preview. The Falcons hit the road again this weekend for the NFC's divisional round of the playoffs to take on the Philadelphia Eagles, the number one seed in the NFC. And they are doing so with Nick Foles under center as Carson Wentz injured his knee earlier this season. The Eagles are 2-1 with Foles under center, and he's someone that the Falcons have a lot of respect for. And as we all know, he's a veteran guy, and it's easy to see why the Falcons have so much respect for him and what he's doing with Philly's offense right now.
When you look at Nick Foles, he is a guy that's been in the postseason before, has one start in the postseason. He's a guy that's had a really good year. He threw 27 touchdowns and just two picks that same year. It's a solid offense. They're ranked in the top 10 for a reason. How do the Atlanta Falcons attack him? I think what you did last week could pay you dividends. Atlanta kind of mixed things up a week ago, came up and played man coverage on first down, really got after the receivers, didn't give up any of the easy throws, and obviously you got to take away the run. I think the MO's got to be very similar this week. You got to take away the run, but then don't allow those quick, easy throws to allow Foles to get in some kind of rhythm.
Don't worry. The Falcons have not forgotten that Jay Ajayi is the only running back to rush for over 100 yards this year when the Falcons saw him when he was playing for the Miami Dolphins. And I think it got under their skin a little bit. So how do they prevent that from happening again?
Well, they're going to have to play physical. This is going to be a physical football game. Coach Quinn likes to talk about line of scrimmage type games. There's no question that's what this is going to be. This is a good offensive line. Atlanta's playing extremely well in their front seven trying to stop the run. I think they do relish the opportunity to put their hat on Ajayi again. I think they'll get after him. They're going to have to control the running game and then not get sucked into play action, because when you got two good running backs, you can get fooled by play action. So that's something Foles likes to do, the bootleg game. I think Atlanta is in a perfect spot defensively to handle this weekend.
And as we switch to the other side of the ball, which I feel like every week I'm asking you, what do the Falcons need to do against this good defensive front that the Eagles have? I mean, don't you feel like the Falcons have seen the best defensive lines all season? Or is that just me?
No, it's been a gauntlet of really good defensive lines. And I talked to Alex Mack during the week, and Alex said, yeah, we're going to see pretty good defensive fronts the rest of the way. So I guess we can just kind of be rest assured we're going to see a good defensive front.
And the Falcons feel like they're battle-tested at this point. And I feel like they can use the momentum that they had against the Rams in the second half, because Ryan Schrader said it took them the first half to figure out how to deal with LA's pressure that they were seeing. What do you think the Falcons need to do that you saw in the second half on how they handled LA's pressure to carry into this game?
Well, certainly you're going to have to be able to try to run the football, because you're going to have to mix it, throw and run the ball as well. What Atlanta did in the second half of the Ram game, and including that 8-minute drive that started the second half, went to a little bit more of a slow-paced counter game where you started pulling a guard and a tight end. And I think you're going to see potentially some of that this weekend when you start talking about two wide ends. They like to call the wide nine technique, and it's Vinnie Curry and Brandon Graham on the outside. So that leaves those two defensive tackles a little bit exposed to the inside. So how can you get two hats on them? I think you have to try to gash them in that area.
So as the Falcons get set to hit the road again this weekend, here's why I think you should have confidence in this team going into Philadelphia to upset the number one Philadelphia Eagles, is because Coach Quinn said this week he feels like the Falcons' win against the Rams was the most complete win the team has had all season in terms of the way all three phases played. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think that they played extremely well, certainly in all three phases, Kels. I think that there might be a little bit added deal in here. In the NFL, you don't hear so much about the revenge factor or anything. But if you go back to 16, this is the one game the offense didn't really perform that well in. Give Jim Schwartz defense credit. But I think there's, in talking to some of the players, they remember that. And they want to go out and put out a heck of a performance. I think they're certainly look like they're peaking at the right time. What better time than in the playoffs?
Well, we look forward to seeing you on Saturday evening as the Falcons take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Game Preview.